listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, kids 7 to 12 years of age are invited to sign up for the Cleveland Browns Youth Football Camp, where they will work with top high school coaches in a three-day camp focused on passing, kicking, blocking, and defense. On the field of First Energy Stadium, they'll also receive hands-on training with the new 2015 Browns rookies. Choose from two convenient sessions, June 8th through the 10th and June 15th through the 17th. Don't delay. Sign your kids up today on clevelandbrowns.com. Spaces are filling up quickly. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here. We bring in the Jorder for a little fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction?
Question number one, guys. Of the Browns' top three defensive picks in this year's draft, Nate Orchard, Danny Shelton, and Cooper. Xavier Cooper, that is. Nate Orchard will have the best career of the three of them.
I'm going to go fiction, and I'm going to say not necessarily. It's not Nate Orchard. I'm going to go fiction. I think that Xavier Cooper and his role in this defense – and the fact that it's, you know, year two of this Jim O'Neill system, a defensive head coach who's, you know, trending upward with the organization, and Danny Shelton, they're going to be able to do their job simply by being able to look at a ranking. Their personal performance may not necessarily be, you know, stat-laden or tackles for a loss the way they were in college, but Nate Orchard is going to be judged by the number of sacks, pressures, quarterback hits that he has. And as a part-time player, as a rookie, and potentially even next year with Mingo and Kruger still in their contract, might not have an opportunity to showcase that.
I'm going to say it's going to be Danny Shelton, best career. Nate Orchard, I think, is going to have a lot of big flashes, some nice sack numbers, but I think Shelton is going to be a guy that's going to be a multi-time Pro Bowler.
Fact or fiction?
Question number two today, guys. Cameron Irving will be a starter on the offensive line opening day 2015.
I'm going to go fact. I think that he is a guy very diverse in his ability to play center, guard, tackle. And these coaches are going to have tried him out at rookie minicamp at multiple locations. He'll continue to do that in phase two of learning with some of the veterans now. And eventually, he's just by far and away more talented than the other players, potentially at right guard or right tackle. And he will stick at one of those two spots.
I think, yeah, I think it's fact. He definitely starts. I think he is the starting right guard when it all is said and done.
Guard over tackle, huh?
Yep, I think he's starting at right guard.
All right.
Fact or fiction?
Justin Gilbert will start opposite Joe Hayden in New York.
In New York, that is fiction. He will not. Tremont Williams, his 9+ years of experience, his durability, the fact that he hasn't missed a lot of football games, and also, too, as we've heard, you know, listening to Tremont, the fact that room is getting better because of Tremont's presence just goes to show exactly what he brings and why he was brought here to Cleveland, and that's not to sit and make that kind of money. That is to play and dominate opposite Joe Hayden.
Listen, it's not happening. So I'm going to say fiction. Tremont Williams was brought here to start. He is going to start. He is going to be the starter opposite Joe Hayden on that very first day. Barring injury, that's what it's going to be.
Fact or fiction?
The Patriots will only lose one of the four games that Tom Brady is suspended for.
I'm going to go fiction. I say they're going to split. I know they're a high-quality football team. They don't have the star power like other teams do, but that's the Patriot way, and that Patriot way will persevere through this, and I think they're going to be it's going to be a split.
I think that the Patriots, and I'm looking, I brought out the schedule here for the New England Patriots. So you got week one, Pittsburgh at New England, season opener. I'm going to call that's going to be a lost dog. So they're going to be 0-1 there. Week number two, the New England Patriots travel to Buffalo. I think that they can win that one, but that could be a loss as well. So I'm going to have them at 1-1. Week number three, the New England Patriots will travel.
Jacksonville.
At home against Jacksonville, that's a win. So now we're at 2-1. Week four is a bye. Week five, I believe, is at Dallas. Jura?
No, it's Dallas and then a bye week, I thought.
No, bye week, then Dallas is week five, and they lose that one. So, no, they're 2-2. Could be 1-3.
Well?
I said split. 2-2.
Okay. Sorry, I missed that.
You're good.
Fact or fiction?
Roger Goodell will be the NFL commissioner 1 year from today.
Fact. I think that him not appeasing one of 32 owners is not enough to remove him from that position of power. I think even this week, with all the Deflategate rulings come out, Jerry Jones, another very powerful owner in the National Football League, has come out to support what Roger Goodell is doing, and he thought that the ruling upon Deflategate was actually very fair. And he appreciates the fairness of Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell will not be the NFL commissioner 1 year for today.
Okay.
Wow. This battle is going to unravel his time as the commissioner at the NFL. Just too many things, too many blemishes on the shield.
Hmm. That is
I really think so. I think it's at some point it's time for him to go.
It's interesting. I mean, that's the question. You know, he's losing his biggest ally in Robert Kraft.
Don't you feel that if you were the commissioner, even if you're wearing jorts, that if Matt was the commissioner, if I was the commissioner, don't you feel that you could find a way to keep the NFL, I don't know, as popular as it is right now? Does it seem like that crazy to think that you couldn't do that?
I agree. And again, I know his background is, of course, in law. But I thought, for me personally, coming into league with a commissioner like Paul Tagliabue, you never heard Paul Tagliabue's name very often in news clippings other than, you know, being on the podium to announce the first round picks, his name being on the football, his involvement in some cases with the NFLPA. But it almost seems like Roger Goodell's name is now like the equivalent of the National Football League. It's in every article. Roger Goodell has his hands in too many cookie jars. He's spreading himself way too thin, and it seems like it's more about him than it is about the teams and their players.
But I'll argue, like, when Tagliabue was a commissioner, was the NFL the most popular sport in America?
I think it was on its way.
I think it was on its way.
Naturally.
But, I mean, the NBA was in its prime.
Sure.
And I think baseball was still very, very
But relevant. How much of that was because of its players? You know, you had Penny Hardaway in the end of Jordan's career, and you had Shaq in his prime. You had Kobe in his prime, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if you look at the National Football League, yes, they're highly skilled players. You know, you had Marshall Faulk, but you had Kurt Warner beating the odds, you know, at that time, you know, winning Super Bowls and so on and so forth. But, like, you look at the star power that we have now, whereas every single, you know, 7 out of 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League are the faces of the franchise.
The NFL is just a machine right now. I mean, the only way to hurt it is kind of what Mark Cuban said, you know, pigs get slaughtered. And I think that he's got to be very, very careful. Roger Goodell is right on that fine line. I think that he could have a lot of trouble. That's what I
don't know. I think Roger's in trouble too. You know, I think he was very close to not being around after the Ray Rice stuff. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how this appeal hearing ends up going. I think if New England walks in to that mediator or whatever they're going to do to appeal, whatever office they walk into with that whole Deflategate was just really about a ball boy trying to lose weight, I don't know how you keep a straight face if you're the mediator. How am I ruling in favor of you? How are you going to tell me with a straight face that that's really what that was?
Right.
Right.
You know, if everything gets held up and, you know, okay, I think Brady's suspension goes down to 2 games, but everything else stands pat. I think he's okay, but he can't have another season like he had last year with guys getting in trouble right and left and the number of things that went on that involved his office.
That's what I think. I think it's just too many blemishes. And then if they get, you know, pushed back on, you know, they lose these appeals, I just don't think it's going to be good for him.
Right. It is. It's a black eye, especially with that, you know, with his number, you know, the $40+ million now per year. And he's dropping the ball on league altering situations in one season.
Yeah.
Is tough.
It is tough.
Gibbs.
I'm like, hello.
Bueller? Don't you have one more?
No, that was it.
I thought, what about number 6?
Do you want to do number 6?
Yeah.
You still want to do number 6?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like waiting on you guys.
Fact or fiction?
Final question. Fact or fiction? Jerseys with no shirt under them are cooler to wear than jean shorts, or otherwise known as jorts.
Yeah, fact. We've already established.
No
this.
Fiction. Completely.
It's fiction.
Total fact.
Let's ask Wilbert.
Total it's fact. Fiction. Wilbert knows. Thumbs up, right, Wilbert? See? Wilbert Montgomery, the running back coach of the Cleveland Browns. He knows.
I shook my head at him, and he has no clue what we're talking about.
Did he have any idea what you were talking about?
Not at all. Soundproof.
Nathan gave him the thumbs up, and he gave him the nod and the thumbs up. I gave him the shaking of the head. He looked at me, and he just like shook his head. And I'm just like, oh, he's like, now I'm the crazy one.
You're just shaking your head at the great Wilbert Montgomery. Why?
It is. It's always entertaining when you're sitting in that studio, because for those people that have never been to the offices. It's on the second floor, and you are right in the middle of the floor.
Like the apex.
Yeah. And you, yeah, where everything meets at once. Like Jimmy Haslam walks by.
Coach Pat
Ray, walks by.
Ray and his scouts.
Alex Shiner walk by, and they all look at you because you have nothing but windows on two of your sides.
Yep. Why it's called the
and
dog bowl.
We sit like in there during the season. And when we're getting ready to record things, we're getting ready to do coaches' shows and whatnot, and we just when they walk by, we just try to figure out what they're thinking in their head. And there are some pretty entertaining things that come out of our little think tank.
Oh, I would think so, for sure.
You've been a part of those.
Yes.
Especially when there's certain hosts in there that are a little plumper than others.
I worry about that boy. I worry about that boy. We'll be back wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old.